The city was ordered to change the standard operating policy for the police department to prohibit officers from destroying or deleting or interfering with recordings of them. And the penalty for doing so was made dismissal.
So fast forward approximately how many years now?
It's about 4 years later.
And you believe that those reforms are not happening. Why?
We know that those reforms have not been made because we asked the city to send us a copy of the current standard operating procedure, and it simply doesn't include the paragraphs that the court ordered them to include.
What did those paragraphs specifically say?
They specifically said that employees of the Atlanta Police Department shall not intentionally delete or destroy the original or sole copy of any photograph, audio, or video recording of police activity.
So we're not talking pages here. That's a sentence, really.
It was basically two paragraphs, and they were short paragraphs.
Is there any reason to believe that APD is not at least telling officers this is what we do?
In addition to requiring the APD to change their standard operating procedure, the court also ordered the APD to train officers about the change. It doesn't really do a lot of good to change a procedure if officers don't know about the change. And what really brought this to our attention is we learned that APD had not trained the officers as required by the court. So there may be officers out there who simply don't know about this new rule.
Much of this came to light during the Ferguson protest here in Atlanta, where there were a couple of journalists arrested. What about that incident prompted you to re-examine this consent decree?
That's exactly how this started. During the Ferguson protest, several journalists were arrested, including a photographer for Creative Loafing and a TV cameraman for WXIA Channel 11 News. WXIA actually began investigating whether Atlanta police had been trained that they were not allowed to interfere with photography and video. And they found out that, in fact, that training had not occurred. And we did our own investigation. We asked the city, have you been complying with this court order? And they provided documents which showed that, in fact, they have not complied with the court order.
I personally asked if officers had been trained, and I was told yes. And given the name of the person who provided that training at least 2 years ago, I was also told by APD Public Affairs that officers were currently undergoing training as mandated by the courts.
Well, in a very superficial attempt to comply with this court order, APD claims that they had sergeants and lieutenants at roll call simply read the SOP. The problem is the SOP was never changed. So if, in fact, they read an SOP, they read the old SOP, not the one the court ordered them to put in place.
You're asking for the court to punish the city until it comes into compliance, basically. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Well, it's very standard for courts to issue a coercive penalty. In other words, you must come into compliance and we will fine you until you do. It's a very effective way of getting a party to do what the court orders. And the city of Atlanta has now had years to do what the court ordered. For some reason, it wasn't followed up by the law department, by the mayor, by the city council, by the police chief. And so at this point, it needs to be done. It's a very important change. And whatever mechanism the court chooses to get that change done, we would certainly support.
Why do you think that's so important?
There have been case after case after case in the news of examples of police conduct that we only know about because of cell phone video from a civilian or perhaps dash cam video from the police officer. And given how important those videos are, it is essential that officers be prohibited from deleting them. It is no good to have a recording made if an officer can then delete it. And officers need to be told, you're not allowed to delete this. And if you do, the penalty is being fired. Because if officers know that, presumably they won't delete the videos. At least that's the hope. But if they're never even told of the rule, and if they're never told of the penalty for violating the rule, they might just delete videos that we, the public, need to see.
Do you think the court will rule in your favor? Will fine the city?
When we first found out about the problem, I sent a letter to the city in which we suggested that we work with them to remedy this problem. We initially were not seeking fines. We were not seeking penalties. We simply wanted the APD to train its officers as required. And so we said to the city, we will help you do this. We will work with you to change the officers. They never responded. Instead, they took a month to attempt to train the officers, but didn't even change the SOP as required by the court. So we gave them the opportunity to cooperate and help them. Instead, they did nothing effective. At this point, it really is in the court's hands to do something to make Atlanta comply.
Dan Grossman, plaintiff's attorney, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.